Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Ilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Rav Dov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezras Hashem, the shiur on Daf Yud Aleph. We have here on top of the Amud, the Maisa with Unkelus Hager. So finally, they sent a platoon of soldiers, and the Kaiser told them, like Tishto Midi Bahadei, don't say a word to him. The Gemara says, Chozem mezuzta, uncle is saw mezuzah, the man chapischa, oisiv yodi Allah. He put his hand on it. And he told the soldiers, Minhogashal oila melech vasav adam yeshiv mi bifnimba, avodim mishamaris ami bechutz. Normally a melech sits inside his palace, and his avodim, the watchmen, watch over him outside the palace. The guards watch outside the palace. Abrakodish Baruchu Avodav Mibifnim, we sit on the inside, Bahu Mashaman Mibachutz, and he stands guard outside Shanemra Hashem Yishmar Tseisko Vayachame Atov Yarayim. So the Gemara says, this platoon of soldiers, they became Gerim. Now, this Gemara is the basis of a question on the Rambam in Hilchis Mezuzah, Perikei Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says like this: Minig Poshit Shekoisvin Ala Mezuzah Mibachutz Kineged Haredach Shemein Parsha UParsha Shakai. We write the Shem Hashem, the Shem of Shakai, on the mezuzah outside, on the outside of the mezuzah, Kineged Haredach Shemein Parsha UParsha, which is opposite the space that's between the two parshias on the inside of the mezuzah. The Ein Bazeh Hefsid. There's no problem. L'fishu mibachutz. You're not writing it on the inside. That would be a hoisafa, and that would be a problem. We're writing it on the outside of the mezuzah, and that's okay. Says the Rambam, aval elu shekoisim bo bifnim. Shemus malachim, oy shemus kedoshim, oy pasik, oy chosamois. Those that write on the inside of the mezuzah. The names of malachim, or shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or a pasik. For extra shmira, says the Rambam, harehein bechlal misha ein lahem chelik loylam haba. They don't have a chelik loylam haba. She'elu hatipshim, loydai lahem shebitlu ha-mitzvah. Ela she'oisin mitzvah gedoyla she'yichud shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ahavosoy v'avidosoy ki'ilu hu kameya l'hanoyis atzma. They take a mitzvah, which the yisoid of the mitzvah is yichud shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and avoidas Hashem, and they make it as if it's some sort of kemeya, lahanoyas atzman, it's a kemeya, it's a way to keep themselves safe. Kemoy sha'ola alibam ha'sochol, shezeh dovar mahana bahav le'olam. That they're, in their foolish das, in their foolish understanding, they think that a mezuzah is something which helps them in this world, meaning that the mezuzah is some sort of kemeya for shmirah. The mezuzah is a way to watch one's house, one's possessions, and therefore they're writing these extra shemus and extra psukim and names of malachim in order that they should have an extra shmirah. Says the Rambam, elam chelik loelam haba. This is the psak of the Rambam. Memela, the Rambam, according to the Rambam, was not permitted to write these things inside the mezuzah. First of all, they're being mevatel the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to write the two parashiyos and that's it. And even the shame of Shakai, which we do write on the mezuzah, we only make sure to write on the outside of the mezuzah. That's number one. And number two is that they're belittling the mitzvah. They're taking a mitzvah, which the purpose of the mitzvah is avodas Hashem, avas Hashem, yichud shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're taking that and they're making it into something which is avodas atzmam. They're doing it to serve themselves. They're doing it so that they should be safe. They should have a shmirah. So they're misdirecting the mitzvah. Ein lam chelik loylam abo. This is the Rambam sheet. Comes along the Ramach, and he says like this. He says, Teimu who's that? The b'masechta avodas zara mashma mi ma'ida amale unkelis lagunda deremoi. From what the uncle is told, this troop of Roman soldiers, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu oisa ha-mezuzah lishmar Yisrael mibachutz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made mezuzah so that he should watch us mibachutz. Shenem Hashem yishmar tzeischo v'yachav. V'chein pirish rashi v'chol rabo yisai ki ha-mezuzah mishameres ben ha-mazikim. So mezuzah is a shmira. It's a mefurish in Agamar. Mezuzah is a shmira. What uncle is told the Gunda Derimoy, he wasn't lying to them, pashtos. He was telling them the truth. And the truth is that a mezuzah is a shmira. So that's l'cher, not like the Rambam. The Rambam says that a mezuzah is not a shmirah. A mezuzah is a mitzvah of yichud shmai shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'avas Hashem. It's not an inyan of shmirah b'chlal. So how could uncles tell the Gunda Deremoi that it was, that the mezuzah is for shmirah? So the Ramach answers, his only answer is, mikol mokom yesh lidchayik, the uncles who da'am lehu l'achshuvinu l'yisrael. Uncle has told this to the Romans in order to be machshiv, to show them how choshev Yisrael is. Avaleil derech haemes. It's taken not true. What Uncle has told the Gunda Derimoy was not true. He only told it to them to show them how chashiv Klal Yisrael is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. Hashem Yishmar Tzeizch V'echem Etovi Ad Olam, but that has nothing to do with mezuzah. Really, Taka wasn't Demis. And according to the Rambam, there is no shmiro, kameh, and a mezuzah, and that's why the Rambam says that one's not permitted to add in anything extra, l'shem shmiro, in a mezuzah. The Kesef Mishnah brings the question and answer of the Ramach, and he says that you can't say the Ramach's answer, that uncle has said something that wasn't true. Why? Because the Gemara in Perek HaKoimitz, in Menachos, the Gemara says, mezuzah tzarech l'anicha b'tefach ha-samach l'shus ha-rabah. You have to put the mezuzah in the tefach that's closest to Rishus HaRab. It means if a person has a thicker doorpost, and the doorpost has a width, so you have to put the mezuzah in the tefach near Rishus HaRabim. Why? So the Gemara brings Rav Huna, ki heched an interay, that it should be a shmira. That means we want that the shmira of the mezuzah should be as close to the Rishus HaRab as possible, so that none of the mazikim or any of the things that the mezuzah is being shamer from should be able to come in even a little bit. So the mezuzah has to be as close to Rishus HaRab as possible. So you see, says the Beis Yosef, the Kesef Mishnah, that it is emes. The mezuzah is a shmira. So Oibazoi, what is pshat in the Rambam? Says the Kesef Mishnah, ein hakavana ba'asiyosa lishmar abayis. The kavana is not to watch the house. Elatzarech sheichav in the kayim mitzvah Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Umemela nimshach shetishmar abayis. The shmira, according to the Rambam, the shmira is not from the mezuzah. The mezuzah has no shmira value. What happens is that a person is mekayim a mitzvah mezuzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah mezuzah, and we're mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. When we're mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah, the schar for that, the outcome of being mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching the house. So we're mechavim lekayim mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umemela nimshach shetishmar habayis. It comes out memela that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches the house. So there's nothing in the mezuzah be'etzem that creates a shmira. That's the Lashon HaRambam. The mezuzah is not a kameya. There's nothing in the mezuzah itself that's an inyan of shmira. What's the shmira? The shmira is that when a person is mekayim a mitzvah mezuzah, which is a mitzvah of yichud shmei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avosi v'avidosoi, is memela nimshach from that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches the house, but not that there's anything specific in the mezuzah that is a shmira for the bayis. This is how the Kesef Mishnah learns pshat in the Rambam. So in Mela, we understand why the Rambam says that those people who write Shemus of Malachim or Shemus Kedoshim or Psukim in the mezuzah, they're tipshim. Because there's nothing in the mezuzah, there's no reason to write those things in the mezuzah. There's no shmir in the mezuzah. You're writing something in the mezuzah that has nothing to do with mezuzah. Mezuzah is a mitzvah. It happens to be that through this mitzvah, it's nimshach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's meshamer us mibachutz. But it's not inherent in the mezuzah be'etzem. So there's no reason to write these things in the mezuzah. And this is what Unkelus was telling the Gundu de Remoy. He was saying that we have a mitzvah, that it's nimshach from this mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshamaras mi bachutz, shaloi kederech malchei basa v'dom. This is how the Kesef Mishnah learns pshat in the Rambam. Now, l'maisa, it's not poshit, because there are seemingly a number of Rishonim who disagree with the Rambam. Agoyis Maimonis, in Oiz Dalid, he brings down b'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, and b'shem the Re'im, that they were moisif psukim into the mezuzah, and they did have shemos in the mezuzah. Kanira, the chaylik on the Rambam, and they hold that it's mutter to write these things in a mezuzah. Rab Moshe, in Shuvis, Igris Moshe, is medayik in Rashi, that Rashi also seemingly argues on the Rambam. Rashi says, in Psachim Dav Dalet, the Gemara over there brings mezuzah chaybis hador, mezuzah is the chayb on the seicher. So Rashi explains, the reason why it's a chayv on the seicher is because it's meshamer him. He has the shmira. The shmira is for the renter, not for the maskir. Memela mezuzah is chayv esadar. He has to put up the mezuzah. It's his shmira. Says Rab Moshe, the kanira, Rashi, is chaylik on the Rambam. Rashi holds that the mezuzah is an inyan of shmira. So what's the machlekes? So l'chayra, according to these rishonim, they're taka chaylik on the Rambam, and they hold that a mezuzah does have inherent shmira. The mezuzah is a kameya of sorts. There is something in the mezuzah which is be'etzem a shmira. And what is this mitzvah? The mitzvah is to put up a mezuzah which is a shmira on the bayis. it would be daima to the mitzvah v'shmartim es nafshei seichem. If a person does something which is shmiris ha-nefesh v'ha-guf, so will you say to him, oh, you're using a mitzvah to help you in havli ha-olam? No, the mitzvah itself is for a person to do shmiras ha-nefesh v'aguf. He's supposed to watch over himself. He's supposed to be careful. So too, the mitzvah over here is to put up this mezuzah, which is a shmira on the bayis. That is guf of the mitzvah. So in Mela, it's not a problem for someone to write in the mezuzah extra shemus or extra psukim of shmira, because the mezuzah is be'etzim a chetz of shmira, and that mitzvah is to put up this mezuzah, which is a shmira, on his bayis. So he's adding an extra psukim, an extra shemus, in order to enhance the shmira, and in Mela, that's part of the kiyum mitzvah. And we understand why Rashi learns mezuzah chayvus hadar because of shmira, because since the mitzvah is to put up a mezuzah which is meshamer, so who should be the one who's mechayev to put up a mezuzah which is meshamer? The one who's getting the shmira. So mele mezuzah is chayvus hadar. This is l'chayra the pshat according to those rishonim. So it comes out l'fizeh that the machlokes between the Rambam and the other rishonim is whether a mezuzah has a chetz of shmira in itself or not. According to the Rambam, there's no inherent shmira in a mezuzah. A person is mekayim a mitzvah, and it's nimshach from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishamer mibachutz, is mishamer the bayis mibachutz. And according to other Rishayim, no, a mezuzah is a chetz of shmira, and the mitzvah is to put up a mezuzah in order to be shamer the bayis. L'maisa, in the Tshuvas Maril, it appears that there's a different machlokes. The Maril, in Simon Kuvchav Gimel, brings a shaila. Someone asked him, is it mutter to give a mezuzah to a guy? The guy, the Sar Ha'ir, heard that the mezuzah has supernatural properties. It's a shmira, and he wanted to put up a mezuzah on his palace. So he asked his friend the Yid for a mezuzah. And the Yid wanted to know if it's mutter to give the mezuzah to a guy or not. So the shaila held that it's also because of this Rambam. Why? Because if the Yid gives the mezuzah to the guy, what he's showing, that a guy is not chayiv in any mitzvahs, so why is he giving the mezuzah to a guy? Oh, it must be that he's showing that the mezuzah has a quality of shmira, it's like a kameya. So therefore, he would be ein lechelek l'olam haba, so it would be usur to give the mezuzah to a guy. Says the Maril, no, that's not a good reason not to give the mezuzah to a guy. And he brings a number of rayas that the Rambam himself is ma'ida, that a mezuzah has an inyan of shmira in itself, in the mezuzah itself. His first raya is from Onkel, is from Ar Gemara, Monach Yoda, a mezuzah, Ar Gemara. His second raya is from Rashi, in Masechta Pesachim. Rashi, Masechta Pesachim, says mezuzah chayves hadar. Why? Because the shmira is for the dar, and the Rambam is not chayluk on Rashi. So obviously, the Rambam is moide that a mezuzah is an inyan of shmira. That's his second raya. He puts the Rambam and Rashi together. His third raya is from a tshuva, in Tshuvas Haram. It seems that the Ram, the Lashon of the Maril is, Hayimivasase Ruach Ro Kishahoya Yoshin Shinas Tsaharayim Beves Midrashim. When the Maram would put his head down on the Shtenda, Shinas Tsaharayim, in the Beis Medrash, he would be troubled by a Ruach Ro Ad Ovid La Mezuzah. So you see that a mezuzah has a koyach of Shmira. And it brings other rayas. So he says, so what's the pshat in the Rambam? He says, V'domi l'hoda amru chachamim zal, ase advarim l'shem pa'olam, v'seif ha'kovid lovay. L'choira, the way the Maril is learning pshat in the Rambam is not like the Kesef Mishnah. Avada the Rambam is moida, that a mezuzah has an inyan of shmira. However, a person is not allowed to be mechavein l'shem the shmira when he puts up the mezuzah. Ase advarim l'shem pa'olam, v'seif ha'kovid lovay. Learn Lishma and the Kavod will come. Even though the Kavod is a chelik of the learning, anyone who learns, anyone, Torah is mechabit islam deha, so it's a dove that leagues in Torah Kavod. But I feel a person is not allowed to be mechabin l'shem that. I say advarim l'shem palam. Learn Lishma. But say if I Kavod love, the Kavod which is intrinsic will come in Mela. But you can't be mechabin for that. So says the Maril, the same thing by mezuzah. A person has to do mezuzah l'shem yichud shmoy shalach kodesh baruch hu, l'shem avas Hashem, l'shem yiras Hashem. A person has to do avodas Hashem l'shem shamayim. V'soif, the shmirah, soif elovay, there is an inyan of shmirah mezuzah. But that's not the kavana that a person is permitted to have when he does a mitzvah. A person has to do a mitzvah l'shem shamayim. He has to do a mitzvah because there's a mitzvah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What lives in the mitzvah comes memela, soif hakavod lovay. And that's the pshat of the Rambam. So kum techeis, according to Maril, there's no machlekes between the Rishayim, between the Rambam and the Rishayim, if there's an inyan of shmirah and mezuzah. Avada, a mezuzah has a shmirah. It's just a shayl of kavana. Is a person permitted to be mechavim l'shem shmirah or not? According to the Rambam, a person is not permitted to be mechavim l'shem shmirah. That's minus to be mechavim l'shem shmirah. That means you're making the mitzvahs into things that help people and have lehoilam, and that's minus. A person has to be mechavim l'shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'shem mitzvahs Hashem, and seif HaKavod Lavo. Whatever comes from the mitzvah comes, it will come in Mela. According to other Rishonim, though, it lives in a mezuzah shmirah. A person is allowed to be mechavim l'shem shmirah as well. Memeli is allowed to write extra psukim and extra shemus in the mezuzah. So kum techois kanira, we have a three-way machlokes Rishonim how to learn Shana the Rambam. According to the Ramach, what Uncle is told the Gunda de Remoy was not al derech ha'emes. Ataka wasn't true. There is no inyan of shmirah when it comes to mezuzah. Kesef Mishnah says that can't be because we have other Gemaras that I'm aware that mezuzah is a shmirah. So he learns pshat in the Rambam that the pshat is that there's nothing in the mezuzah be'etzem that's a shmirah. It's only that the mitzvah is nimshach. It's nimshach from the mitzvah that a person gets a shmirah. But the mitzvah itself, the mezuzah itself, is not shmirah. The mitzvah itself is l'shem yichud shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing about shmirah in the mezuzah. And the third pshat in the Rambam is the Maril that no, the Rambam is moida that there's shmirah in the mezuzah, but a person has to be asay dvarim l'shem pa'olam. The Gemara brings a memra from Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Vayomer Hashem lo shnei goyim bevitnech. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav al tikri goyim ele geyim. Zean teninus v'rebi shle poskum al shulchanim lechazeres v'le kishes v'le tznoin lebi meis hachama v'le bi meis hakshama. Now Tosfos in Dibre Maschel Tznoin asks, v'af agav damrinan sh'rebi lo inenim in o'ilam afilu be'etz b'ktana. The Gemara says in Masech Tuxubis that when Rebbe was nifter, he said that he wasn't nana from this world, even by etzpaktana. So how could you say the Rebbe ate all these delicacies? Says Taisvis Mikol Mokam Oichle Shulchanu Hayarabim. Enoch and Amir Rebbe himself did not partake in all this food, only the Oichle Shulchanu. And since he had so many people at his table, this was what the pasuk meant when it says Shnei Geyim Bevitnech. That means that Rebbe had a lot of guests at his table, and there was a lot of food on his table. And say Rebbe Shmuel, he wants to say a different teretz. He says, no, Avada Rebbe ate all these things. And afilu hachi, it says on him, leinenim neilam afilu be'etz b'ktana. What's the pshat? So he says, we find that Chazal say that the reason why the Yidden in the time of Purim, v'chayev kloya, the shenenu misudason shal achashverish. They were nana from the Suda of Achashverish. When Achashverish made a Suda, the Yidden were invited, they came, they were nana, memela, they were nischayevu kloya. So he asks, what does it mean, shenenu misidasin shal achashverish? It says, sha'achlu misidasin shal achashverish. What's the lashon nena? He says, the teretz is like this. Be'etzem, that they ate at the Suda wasn't a tain on them. It could be, afilu, that it was sakonas nefashis. They were invited by the king, and if they wouldn't come, or even if they would come and they wouldn't eat, it would be considered a personal affront to achashverish, and it could be that there would be problems. So Als the din of sakonas nefashis, sakonas haklal, could be that mechuyev teet. There's no din of yaharik val yavra machalos asuris. So Enoch Hanami, this that they ate at the suda wasn't the tain on them. What was the tain on them? When a person nebach has to do something be iser, so does he do it with a krecht, or does he do it with a geshmak? If he does it with a krecht, so the pshat is he's mechuyev to do it. He's mechuyev to do it. He has to do it. So what can he do? He has to do it. But etzem, he understands that this is a problem for his ruchnius. Betzim, he would rather not do it. Vazalatan, he has to do it. But if a person goes to the Suda of Achashverosh and he's nene from the Macholos Asuras, so that shows that he's disconnected from his Yiddishkeit, he's disconnected from his ruchnius. That's mipnei manes chayvus sanem shal Yisrael kloy al shenenu misudos and shal Achashverosh. That's how he explains pshat in that Gemara. So says the Beis Shmuel that's the pshat over here too. Avad the Rebbe ate. He had to eat. He was behechrach. He's a boss of Adam. A boss of Adam has to eat. But he was on the Madrega that he understood that Achila or any other taiva of Olam Hazeh is a stira to his ruchnius. It could become a stira to his ruchnius if he's nene from it. And the hana of the achila was the problem, not the achila itself. So Mela, there's no stira. Itaka was on the shulchan was all these delicacies. Narvas, when Rebbe was nifter, was set on him, afilu be'etzba ketani, he wasn't nene, the pshat is because he wasn't nene from these things. He ate behechrich. He didn't eat it b'teres hana. The Gemara brings the Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda about a Misa she'ein basreifa. The Gemara says that Rav Meir sava loishna Misa she'esh basreifa v'loishna Misa she'ein basreifa palchi ba l'avoydus kichavim. They deem their avoydus zara whether there's a Misa she'esh basreifa or it's ein basreifa. It's not totally in the sreifa. Even if they don't do a sreifa on this Misa, there's still a chashash that this ceremony that they're doing is l'shem avoydus zara. And the Rabbanon hold, no, only Misha Sheesh Basreifa do we say Palchi Bal Avoidus Kechavim, Misha Sheim Basreifa, we're not choshed that this ceremony that they're doing is L'Shem Avoidus Zara. Now the Gemara is the Kasha, that means it comes out that according to the Rabbanon, the only time they'll do a Sreifa is when there is Avoidus Zara involved. When there's a Misha Sheesh Basreifa, it's Palchi Bal Avoidus Kechavim. So the Gemara asks, Michlal, the Rabbanon Savri Sreifa Chuki. It comes out that according to the Rabbanon, Sreifa is a Chuk for Avodah Zara, which means that whenever there's a Sreifa, there's Avodah Zara. When there's no Sreifa, there's no Avodah Zara. So Kumtre Sreifa is part of their service to their Avodah Zara. So the Gemara asks that the Brisa says, Sarfan Allah Malachim Vilay Midakir Amairi, that it's mutter to do a Sreifa for a Yiddish king. This is Chukas Akum. This is b'chukas seim loisei leichu. So how could we do sreifa if the goyim do sreifa l'shem avodah zara? That's b'chukas seim loisei leichu. That's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara answers no. Sreifa is not a choik of avodah zara. Sreifa is a chashivus. When they do sreifa, it means that this person that died was a chash of a mensch. It was a chash of a person for them. And the mailer, they're burning all his items to show that only he used them and no one else is going to use them because he was so chashiv. So since it's such a chashiv a person, mistaver there's avodah zara too. But not that the sreifa is part of their ceremony to avodah zara. Sreifa itself is not a chayk l'shem avodah zara. Sreifa itself is just als chashivus. It happens to be that the only time there's avodah zara is when there's chashivus. So it was this damnu l'pundek echad that when there's a chashiv, a person who dies, there's both sreifa and avodah zara. If there's no sreifa, then it just means that the person wasn't so chashiv. If the person wasn't so chashiv, so there won't be any avodah zara either. This is the Gemara's teretz l'shitas rabbanim. Emel it's mutter to be sarfan al amalachim because there's no chashiv b'chukasem oisei lechu because sreifa is not a chuk of avodah zara. Now, Tosfos asks Kasha on our sugya from a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara over there is going on the Mishnah, which brings a Machloikis, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda, how to do the mitzvah of Herig. Mitzvah Sanerogim, Hoyamatizan is Rosh B'Sayef. The Shita of the Chachomim is that they would use a Sayef, a sword, Kiderach Shahamalchus Oysa, just like it's done by the kings. Rabbi Yehuda is Choylik in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda says no. They use a kupitz. Now the Gemara brings a brisa. The brisa says like this: Omar lohen Rabbi Yehuda lechachomim. Af ani yodea shemisa menuvelas hi. I understand that using a kupitz is a misa menuvelas. It's not a good misa. It's not a kiyum of baror loy misa yafe. Avol ma'ase shrei amre teiru b'chukasem leselaychu. You cannot use a sayef because a sayef is used by the goyim. And the goyim, anything that's used by the goyim is an isra b'chukasei v'lesei lechel, so you can't use a sayef. You can't use a sayef. You have to use a kupitz. That was Rabbi Yehuda's taina. So the Gemara says, v'rabbonon. So what's the answer according to the rabbonon? Kivon dechsiv sayef ba'oiraisa loy minayu kogamrina. Which means that there's no isra b'chukasei v'lesei lechel if it's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah, when it discusses the misa of hereg, the apsukim in the Torah, which I'm avur, that we use a cherev, we use a sayef. So since the Torah is the one that tells us to use a sayef, even though it's true that the goyim have taken this upon themselves, it became a chayk of the goyim to use a sayef, there's no issa b'chukasei moisei lechem, because lav minayu kogamrina, we're not learning from the goyim, we're not taking something from the goyim, we're doing it because it says it in the Torah. And then the rabbonon bring a raya to their shita. They say the Eloi Temahachi Ha the Tanya the Sarfan al Hamalachim Veloimidarke Ha Amir. This that we learned in our sugya that one is permitted to burn. When a melech dies, one's permitted to burn his clay tashmishoi, and it's not a problem of v'chukasem lo yiseleichu. Heichi sarfinon, v'oksivu v'chukasem lo yiseleichu. How could we do this? Either goyim do it. Ella, kivon dichsiv sreifa ba'irai. So since it says sreif in the Torah, where does it say? Dichsiv v'misur v'oysav yisecha v'goyimer, that Yirmiyah tells Tzidkiyah that they're gonna burn you, your clay tashmish, just like they burnt your father's. So therefore, lav minau kogam rinon. So we're not learning from the goyim, we're learning it from a pasuk. Hachanami kiven echsiv sayef bo'iraisa, lav minau kogam rinon. We're not learning sayef from the goyim, we're learning sayef from what it says in the Torah. So this is the Rabbanan's answer to Rabbi Yehuda. Eno hachanami it's taka choy ko'akum. Sayef is a choy ko'akum, but just like we find by Sarf and Al HaMelech, that's a choy ko'akum, and still it's mutter, because it's ksivi b'ayraisa. So to Sayef, even though it's a choy ko'akum, it's ksivi b'ayraisa. This is the Gemara Masech to Sanhedrin. So Taisus is the obvious question. There's an often astira to our sugya. In our sugya, the Gemara's maskana is that Sreifa is not a choyk. It's als chashivos. It's not considered a chaykoakum. And there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's before that it is considered a chaykoakum, and the only hat there is because it's ksivi by raisa. Since it's ksivi by raisa, it's not a problem that it's a chaykoakum. So seemingly, the Gemara is, there's a steer in the sugyas. In our sugyas, it's before that sreifa is not a chaykoakum, it's only als chashivus. And in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's before that it is a chaykoakum. This is Tosfos Kasha, both here and in Sanhedrin. And Tosfos answers b'shem the Ri that there are two types of choy ko'akum. And this is a very important yesod. Many Rishonim say this yesod, the Ran and the Marik, and it's from the Ge'er, very much la'halacha, this yesod that Tosfos says. Tosfos says that there are two types of choy ko'akum that the Torah was being mazir when it says b'chukasem lo yiseleichu. One type of choy ko'akum is a choyk l'shem avodah zarah. A choyk l'shem avodah zarah l'moshel matzeva. We find that in the days of the Avos used the matzeva. But yet, later, matzeva became aser. Why? Because the goyim started to use matzeva l'choyk for avodah zarah. So anything that's a choyk l'shem avodah zarah becomes aser als b'chukasem l'yiseleichu. And there, says Tosfos, it doesn't help that it's ksivi by reisa. If the goyim go ahead and take something that was kosher, that was fine to use before the goyim started using it, and then they take that thing and they use it l'shem avodah zarah, that becomes usher to use, and that's even if it's written in the Torah. That's one type of choy ko'akum. The second type of choy ko'akum is a choy of hevel l'shtus, which is not l'shem avodah zarah. Kipshutai, in the lashon of Tosfos, it's mashma like that. It's not l'shem avodah zarah. It's just choy hevel l'shtus. It's azah, fad azah that the goyim decided to do. It's something which doesn't have a reason. It doesn't have a good reason. It's just something that they decided to do. It's like a choyk. A choyk is b'loy tam. So that's also asal chukas ha'akum. And there says Tosfos, it would be mutter if it's ksivi b'raisa. Why? Because since the whole iser of this type of choyk is not avodah zarah, it's just the choyk hevel l'shtus of the goyim. And the choyk hevel l'shtus of the goyim is not also as avodah zarah. So what is the iser? The iser is that you shouldn't be following the goyim. You shouldn't be acting like a goy. You shouldn't be trying to fit in with the goyim. You should be showing that you're different. So Mamela says, Tosfos is there if it's ksivi by raisa. So lav minay kogamino. We're not learning from them. So then it will taka be mutter. There'll be no iser of chukos ha'akum if it's ksivi by raisa. This is what Tosfos says. Zok Tosfos. So Mamela, there's no stira between our Gemara and the Gemara Masech to Sanhedrin. Our Gemara was handling Chayk Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is saying that Misa Sheish Basreifa is Palchil Avodah Kichovah. So that means Sreifa is a Chayk Ha'akum. It's a Chayk of Gzeir, it's a Chayk of Avodah Zarah. So frak the Gemara, Aybechu Gosem Leseleichu, and here Ksivi by Reis is not gonna help. So the fact that it says by Tzidkiyov that of a misrefois avisecho is not going to help because since it's a choyk l'shem avodah zarah, according to the Havamina, so Eba Zoi, it doesn't help Ksivi by Reisa. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not a choyk l'shem avodah zarah. It's a chashivus be'alma that they're doing, which makes it, says Tosfos, into a choyk of hevel l'shtus. There's no avodah zara intentions in this reifa, but there's hevel l'shtus. This is called derech hashivus. It's not really a hashivus, but this is called derech hashivus. So amela, since it's a chayk hevel l'shtus, now what would be the din? The din is we're not allowed to do it unless it's ksivi by reisa. That means that we're not doing it because of derech chayk hevel l'shtus. We're doing it because it says so in the Torah, and in the Torah there's a good reason for it, and that's something we could do. And lav mina kol gamrinon. So amela, that's the gemara masechet Sanhedrin. So the Gemara here is handling chayk avodah zarah. Zakti mar, there's no chayk avodah zarah. It's just a chashivas bialma. So elamai, what is it? It's a chayk hevel ushtus. So that's the Gemara's. That's what the Gemara is saying in Masechet Sanhedrin. That since it's a chayk hevel ushtus, how could we do it? Even a chayk hevel ushtus is also. The Teretz is no. The Gemara in Sanhedrin's answers. The Teretz is it's ksivi by raisa. Since it's ksivi by raisa, so even chayk hevel ushtus, even though it's a chayk hevel ushtus, but since it's ksivi by raisa, it's muta. So amela hu adin sayof. Say the Rabbanon, who I didn't say, which is not a chayk avoy dezara, they don't kill people with a sayef l'shem avoy dezara. It's just a chayk hevel l'shtus. For whatever reasons they came up with this misa, this is what they do, but it's their chayk hevel l'shtus. So there, since it's ksivi by raisa, there will be no issa b'chuk ha'sem lo'yisei leichu. This is how Tosfos explains, answers the stira between the two sugyas. Now, it comes out from Tosfos, a gewaldig chiddush, and the emes says that the Goyin is medayik this in Tosfos, the Goyin is in Simen Kufay in Ches and Shulchan Aruch. The Goyin is medayik in Tosfos, that according to Tosfos it comes out, that the reason why there's no Isser by Sarfan al Amalachim, the reason why there's no Isser by Chukasem Loiseleichu is twofold. The reason why there's no Isser of Chayk Shalavoy Dezara is because it's not a Chayk Shalavoy Dezara. They do it L'Shem Chashivas, they don't do it L'Shem Avoy Dezara. The reason why it's not a Chayk Hevel Ushtus, that means even though they do it L'Shem Chashivas, it would still be considered a Chayk Hevel Ushtus, that's Mavur and Tosfos. The reason why it's not a problem of B'chukusei Moisei Leichu is because it's Ksivi by Raisa, Lav Minayah Kok Arminu. We're not learning from the Goyim, we're learning from a Pasuk in the Torah. So Mamela, even though it is a chayk hevel l'shtus, it's still muta because it's ksivi by raisa. So the goyin is medayik, it comes out that even though there is a reason, they're doing it for a reason. The reason why it's sarfan al malachim is because this melech was chashiv to them, and it's a chashivus to burn his klei tashmishai. Why is it chashivus? It shows that only he was able to use it because he was a adam chashiv, but no one else is going to be able to use it. So there is a reason why they're doing this chayk, and sayuf, like the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, the same thing. There's a reason why they do that chayk. The reason why they do it is because they want to do a misa that's not a misa menuvelas. I guess people would have tainus if they do a misa menuvelas. So they want to do a misa yotha, so they use a sayuf. So there are reasons for what the goyim are doing, and still Tosfos is calling it a chayk hevel ushtus. It means that the goyim have their reasons for doing something, we consider that a chayk hevel ushtus, and the only real reason why we could be mata such a thing is if it's ksivi by raisa, because then we know that the reason makes sense. But that the reason that the goyim have could be a convoluted reason, it's a chayk hevel ushtus, it's b'chukasem loisei leichu. Says the goyim that this Tosfos is fakert from the Ran. The Ran, when he explains our Gemara, when the Gemara's final teretz, the Gemara answers that Sarfan al Amalachim is not an Issa b'chukasem le'sei leichu, was because they do it mishum chashivas. Says the Ran, l'fi shalo asra teira elechukais shal avoides keichavim elu dvorim shal hevelu batala. The Torah only asked a chayk ha'akum, which is hevelu batala, b'kulam yesh bohem srach avoides keichavim. And the reason is because they all have some sort of avoides zara in them. Abul Dvaram shall tam, but something that they have a reason for, sharu is mutter. Uvasreif al hamalachim, taima ika. By burning the king's clay tashmish, there's a reason. Lisreif lechvoidan clay tashmishan. Loimar, she'ein odam ache royal ishtamish, b'mash ishtamish by who? There's a reason for it. They want to burn the clay tashmish of the melech to show that no one else could use what he used. So since there's a reason, there's no issa b'chukosem loisei leichu, says the Goyin, that's fakert from Tosfos. According to Tosfos, even if they do have a reason, sarfan al amalachim, there is a reason, and besayef and apakupitz, there is a reason. But afilu hachi, it's called chayk hevel ushtus, and the only reason why it's mutas, because it's ksivi by raisa. According to the Rana, comes out, no. that it's not a chayk hevel l'shtus unless there's no reason. And then it's also because mistamed there's some sort of sarach avodah zarah, all these minhagim that the goyim have that have no reason, there's some sort of voodoo in it, there's some sort of avodah zarah dikah thing in it. So that's why it's also. But something that they have a reason for, there's no issa b'chukah same lo yisei leichu. This is the shita saran, zok the goyim, that it's keneged toisus. Now, it comes out a major nafkamina l'halacha between the Ran and Tosis. What will be if you have something that the Goyim do, which they have a reason to do, it's a Goyisha thing, it's something that the Yidden don't, there's no pasuk in the Torah, there's nothing Yiddish about it, it's be'emes a Goyisha thing. However, the Goyim have a reason to do it. L'mashal, the Shaila that someone sent to Marik, there was a certain malbush, a certain type of clothing that the doctors, the Goyisha doctors, used to wear. And when they wore this clothing, they were recognized as a doctor. So they wore it in the universities, they wore it in their practices. So it was done for COVID, for Noi. There were reasons why the Goyim did it. However, this was a type of clothing that no Yid would wear other than the fact that the Goyisha doctors would wear it. So the question that was asked was, is a Yiddish doctor permitted to wear this type of clothing or not? So that was the Shaila that was sent to the Marik. And the Marik answered the Shaila, B'shita Saran. And he says that since the whole Issa B'chukah same way Seleichu is only when it's Chayk Hevel Ushtus, when there's no reason for it. So in this case, it's not a Chayk Hevel Ushtus. The reason why they wear it is because they want the COVID, they want to be recognized as doctors, it's Lenoi, whatever the reason is, they have reasons for wearing it. So there's no Issa B'chukah same way Seleichu. And this Maharik is Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and Simen Kufay in Ches in Yerideya, comes along the Goyin and says, it's not like Tosfos. Tosfos is mavur that even if there is a reason that the Goyim do it, it's still also for you to copy it, because b'chukah same lo yisei leichu. The fact that the Goy has a reason to do it is not mata b'chukah sa'akum. It's not ksivi b'yraisa, it doesn't say it in the Torah, so even though there's a reason to do it, like by Sayef and like by Sarfan ala malachim, according to Tosfos, it would be aser. So says the Goyim, the Goyim is chaylik on the Ramah, and he says the halacha is like Tosfos, and such a case would be aser. And the Teich HaDvarim, the Goyin asks on the Ran, that L'chayrit is a stira between the Sugya here and the Sugya in Masechta Sanhedrin. In Masechta Sanhedrin it's Mavur, that even if there is a reason for the Goyin to do what they're doing, it's still called Chukos HaAkum. So how could the Ran say that when there's a Svara, that when the Goyin do it because of a reason, there's no Issa of Chukos HaAkum, L'chayrit's Mavur, in that Gemara, that even when there is a reason, it's still called Chukos HaAkum. This is what the Goyin asks on the Ran. The Stipler wants to answer the Ran by saying that Al Karchoch, you have to say that it's Sugyas Chalukos. In our Gemara, it's Mavur, that whenever there's a reason for what the Goyim do, there's no issue of Chukos HaAkum. And that's why the Gemara's Maskani here is that it's Mishum Chashivus. It's not Chukos HaAkum, because they do it for Chashivus. There's a reason for what they do. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin doesn't hold like that. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin is going that the reason is not enough. It has to be that it's Ksivi by Raisa. It has to be Lav Minara Kogamrina. And since this is the Sugi Bim Kaimai in the Sugi of Sarfan Al Malachim, so therefore we paskin like this Sugya. There's a very interesting tshuva in Igris Moshe about this Inyan, this Machlekes Rishonim and the Machlekes, the Ran and the Goyin. The Shoyal asked Rav Moshe the following question. All the Yidden that came from Europe, so the minig in Europe was to wear long. In certain areas in Europe, in certain medinas, the minig was to wear a kapata, not a suit. So, and also the minig there was, of many people had a minig dafka to wear silk, not to wear tzemer, not to wear wool. The reason for the minhagim, the length was because of tznias, and the silk was because that it shouldn't have a chshash of shatnez. If a person wears tzemer, there's always a chshash that somehow a linen thread could have gotten in there. But if it's if it's meshi, if it's silk, there's no chshash. So the question, the shayla is the shayla, that when these yidden came to America, so they changed to suits. They started wearing suits because that's what the goyim were wearing. That's what everyone was wearing here. So was it a shayla b'chukah same lo yisei leichu? So first, the Moshe wants to say that according to the Shitas Ran, which is the Shitas Marik and the Ramah here in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, that whenever there's a reason, the Goyim have a reason that they're doing it, it's not considered Chukos HaAkum. So says Rav Moshe, so then it'll be pasha that it's mutter. Why? Because the reason why the goyim wear suits is lanoi. There's no sracha v'dezara, there's no pritzus, there's no, it's just l'shem noi. This that the yidden used to wear long in the altahem was for extra tznius, it was a tznius yaseirisa. And this that they wore meshi was also a chumra, but there was not, it's not something that be osals b'chukasem loiseleichu. Because wearing a suit is a nice thing to wear, it looks nice, it's lanoi. And the goyim wear it l'shem noi, so mele there's no isa b'chukasem loiseleichu. Says Rav Moshe, but even according to the Goyin who holds that a reason is not enough, it's still an issa b'chukasem loiseleichu, it has to be ksivi b'irais, it has to be lav minayakog amrinon. Says Rav Moshe, it could be that suits were lav dafka made first for Goyin. If the suits would have been made for Goyin first, and then we copied them, so according to the Goyin it would be awesome. But suits, when they initially came out, who said who wore them? Goyim wore them, Yidden wore them. It was a new type of malbush. It wasn't made dafka for Goyim, so it never became chukas ha-goyim b'chlal. The Goyim himself is masking that if it's lav minayu kogam rinon, if we're not copying the Goyim, we're following their ways, there's no isser. So wearing a suit, says Rav Moshe, is not following the Goyim, because suits came out for everybody. Everyone started wearing suits right away. So it's lav minayu kogam rinon. We would do it without the Goyim. But even according to the Goyim, there's no isser b'chukasem loiseleichu. Now, Benegeo what Tosfos says that there's two types of chukas ha'akum. There's a chuk ha'akum, which is l'shem avodizara, which is also b'chol oifen, and then there's a chuk hevel ushtus, which is also as chukas ha'akum, unless it's lav minayu kogan rinon. If it's ksivi v'yraisa, or if we would do it without the goyim, so it's lav minayu kogan rinon, then it would be mutter. So I saw in the Sefer Nezer HaMelech, which is brought down here in the Avodah Brura, he wants to know, l'chayra, mehecha teisi, how did Tosfos know that there are two separate types of chukim that are asa? This is one pasuk, b'chukasem loiseleichu. So the pasuk is asering chukas ha'akum. So mehecha teisi, that there are two types of chukas ha'akum, and that they have a different din, how do we know that that's what the Torah meant to asa, that the Torah meant to asa both with different din? This is what he asks. He says a very nice yesoid, which answers this question, and also answers other questions as well. He calls a chakira on the iser of b'chukasem loiseleichu. Is it an iser that the Torah is telling us, don't be mizdamet to goyim, don't do what goyim do, don't be hoylech b'chukasem, don't follow their ways, the iser is in the following of their ways, or is the pshat that once something is a chaka akum, then it becomes a chefzid iser, l'mashal matzeva. Matzeva used to be mutter, bizman ha'ovois, the Ovis used to be Makravan Matzevis. Then the Goyim took it and used it for Avodah Zarah. So then it became Aser to use. Why the Matzeva itself became a Chetzit Yisura? Because the Matzeva became Sinu. It became something which was used for Avodah Zarah, so it became Sinu. So what's the Pshat? Is it the Pshat, the Torah is telling us not to follow the path of the Goyim? Or is it the Pshat? No. That once something becomes a Chayko Akum, then it becomes a Chetzit Yisura. It becomes Sinu. The Torah doesn't want us to do things which are Chayko Akum, because the Etzim Chayko Akum is a Chetzit Yisura. This is what he clears. So he wants the taina that this will be the nafkamina between the two types of chukas ha'akum. The chayko ha'akum that's done l'shem avodah zarah, like dumi de matzeva, that becomes a chefzid yisura. That means it itself becomes a shtik avodah zarah. So the mele one's not permitted to use it, b'chukasem loiseleichu, because the chayko ha'akum itself is a chefzid yisura. The chayk of hevel ushtus, which is not l'shem avodah zarah, that's a different issue. There's nothing be'etzem intrinsically wrong with the chayk hevel ushtus. What's wrong with Chayk Hevel Ushtus is that we look like Goyim. We look like we're doing what the Goyim want to do. We want to fit in. We want to do the Goyish Zachin, and that's not our way. We're separate from them. We're different from them. We have to do things our way. So the Isser of Chayk Hevel Ushtus, he wants the Taino, is not a Chetzit Yisura. It's not the pshat that the Chayk Hevel Ushtus becomes something which is awesome. The Chayk Hevel Ushtus just makes it that it's Chukos Ha'akum, it's Derech Ha'akum, and we cannot do something, we cannot follow the path of the Goyim. So Memeila, the pshat is like this. The Torah says, B'chukasem loiseleichu. Is the Torah tell, in those words, the Torah is telling us two Isurim. There's an Isur B'chukasem loiseleichu, that the Chayk Ha'akum, the Chayk L'shem Avodah Zarah, is itself a Chetzit Yisura. And then there's also a loiseleichu, which is even if there's nothing intrinsically wrong be'etzem with the Chayk is just a Hevel Ushtus. There's nothing wrong be'etzem with the Hevel Ushtus. It's just, it's a Teileichu. If you're going to follow this, it looks like you want to become part of the Goyim. You want to be medami yourself to a Goy. That's us, also Leiseleichu. So there's really two separate separate chukim that the Torah is asking for two different reasons. The chukas emoy seleichu includes both types of chukim, the chayik of avodah zarah, which is bechefta aser, and the chayik of hevel shtrus, which is also asloy seleichu. We understand that there's taka two different dinim. If it's a chayik avodah zarah, which is a chefta the yisuris, it doesn't help ksivi b'yaraisa. The mida matzeva, just like a matzeva, even though it's clear that a matzeva was used by the avos, but once it started to be used, l'shem avodah zarah, so it became a chefta the yisuris. Once it becomes a chefta the yisuris, it doesn't help us that it was ksivi b'yaraisa. Which the whole yisoid is that we shouldn't look like goyim, we shouldn't be mizdamet to goyim. So there, if we're not doing it because the goyim do it, we're doing it because it's ksivi b'yraisa, lav minayo kogam rinon, so then it would be mutter. This is the yisoid he wants to say. Now, based on this yisoid of the Nezer HaMelech, we could perhaps understand a very interesting stira in the Rambam. There's a stira in the Rambam here between the Rambam in Yad and the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis. The Rambam in Yad, in Hilchis Avodis Kechovim, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, says like this. Ein hoilchim b'chukos ha'oibdi kechovim, v'loi medamin lohem, loi b'malbush, v'loi b'seyar, u'kiyotzi b'hem. Not in clothing, and not in their haircuts or hairdos, shenemar v'lo selchu b'chukos ha'goy, v'nemar u'v'chukos eim lo seylechu, v'nemar hishom alecha pentinoka shachareyem. Ella yihye ha Yisrael muvdil mehen v'yodua b'malbushay u'v'shar ma'isav. A yid should be recognizable in his clothing and in his actions, k'moyshahu muvdil mehen b'madoyu v'deyosav. Just like he's different from them in his understandings and his opinions. Then the Rambam lists a bunch of things which are aser als chukas ha'akam, and he fears us at the end, v'chol ha'osa achas me'elu u'chiyotze b'hen loike. Is he gets malchus, the isser of b'chukasim, lois eleichu, is a lois asay, and for a lois asay, a person gets malchus. The Kesef Mishnah asks, v'im toimar, v'hohava lavshe b'chlolos, v'hech loikim olav. This isser b'chukasim, lois eleichu, is kailal many different types of things. It's kailal hair, it's kailal malbush, it's kailal actions, it's kailal sayav, it's kailal many different things. So it's l'chera lavshe b'chlolos. And the klal is that a lav shebichlolos ain't like an olav. So the Kesef Mishnah answers that b'chukasem lo yiseleichu is not a lav shebichlolos. Why? A lav shebichlolos is l'mashal l'seichu al adam. So there we learn out many different yisurim from that pasuk. L'seichu al adam means that the dayan who's danning dinei nefashis should not eat until it's over. L'seichu al adam, a person shouldn't eat achil of ben seir and meir, a person shouldn't eat before davening. L'seichu al adam is kill many different kinds of yisurim. Or l'mashal loisa avdein by avodah zara. So there, even though it's kol, they're all one type of iser of avodah zara, but nevertheless, there are different types of anshim. Some of these actions of loisa avdein machayev misa. Some of them are machayev anything. So that's also considered a lav shebichlolos. So in order to be a lav shebichlolos, it either has to include yisurim which are not mishem echad, or it has to include yisurim which don't have the same anish. Mashenkin b'chukasim loyseleichu says the Kesef Mishnah. It's all mishem echad. It's all an inyan of loyselchu b'chukas hagoyim, and it's all they all get the same. It's all the same iser. It's all the same malchus. It's all one einish. So mele, it's not considered a lav shebichlolos. This is the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Avodas Kechovim Halacha Aleph. The problem is that the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos by us in the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah seems to say not that way. The Rambam on the Mishnah, on Daf Ches, Ve'elu Eidehem, and the Mishnah for Zeus, that Yoin Tiglachas Zekonoi Ublurisoi. So the Rambam says on that, he explains what a bluris is, and then he says, V'tispoiris koze osr lonu minatayra, k'dei shaloi nizdam elohem, it's osr minatayra, so we shouldn't be daima to the goyim, avol ein chayiv olav malkus elo im shiches apeos. He doesn't get malkus for this iser b'chukasem lo yiseleichu unless he was over bal takif. This is what the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos. So the Beis Yosef in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches in Yerideya, he brings down this Rambam. The Torah paskins that there is a chayiv malkus. The Torah says there is malkus. And the Beis Yosef brings down, he says, Va'afal pisha b'pirush ha-mishnah, kasev a perakamad avoy duzara, da'ein chayel olav malkus, says the Beis Yosef. It appears that the reason why the Rambam says that there's no Malkus is because the Isser B'chugisem Yisilecha was a Lav Shebeklolis. Says the Beis Yosef, Mikol Malkum Al Dvarav B'chiburo Yesh Lismach Yosef Al Dvarav B'Pirish HaMishnah. We're saying more on what he says in Yad than what he says in Pirish HaMishnah. Bekitzer, it sounds like there's a steer in the Rambam from the Yad to Pirush HaMishnayis, and the Beis Yosef saying Lamaisa the Torah was samech on the Pirush on the Rambam and Yad over the Rambam and Pirush HaMishnayis. The shail is what's the machlekes? What was the Rambam svara that it should be a lav shebechlol? There should be a lav shebechlol. So l'chayra, the Kesef Mishnah says the name time the Yisur Mamishem Echad and they have the same einish l'chayra, it shouldn't be a lav shebechlol. So it should be one iser. But according to this Yisod of the Nezer HaMelech, it's Yitachin that maybe that's why the Rambam had a tzad to say that this Isser is considered a Lav Shebeklolos. Because according to the way Tosfos is learning, and the way the Nezer HaMelech is being Masbir Pshat in the Pasuk, there are two Isurim in this Pasuk. One Isser is that Chukos HaAkim of Avodah Zarah are a Chesed Yisura, that's one Isser. And the second Isser is that Chukos HaAkim, which I have a Lushtos, there's an Isser of Leiselechu, of that you shouldn't follow these Chukos HaAkim, which I have a Lushtos, but it's Be'etzem, two different Isurim here, that are Nichlal in this Isser of Chukosem Leiselechu. So maybe the Rambam held that since it's two different types of Yisurim, it's not even Meshem Echad could be. One is a Chesed Yisur of Avodah Zarah, and one is a Stam, not to be Daima to the Goyim. It's a Geder of Loiseleichu, not to follow the path of the Goyim. So a Mela could be that the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis held that makes it into a Lav Shebeklolos. The MSC is, though, that the whole Yisoid of the Kesef Mishnah is not Parshat. This that the Kesef Mishnah says that if the Lav is Meshem Echad and Oynish Echad, it's not considered a Lav Shebeklolos. L'chayre, there are steers to that, because the Kesef Mishnah himself in Hilchas Kelayim says that the Isra of Lefnei B'Lesitei Michshol is considered a Lav Shebechlolos. Now over there, why is it a Lav Shebechlolos? Because it's kind of many different types of actions. A person could do any action that a person does to be Machshol and Iver is Aser. Whether he does a Maisa, B'Dibur, any Hachshola of an Iver is Aser. So maybe it's considered a Lav Shebechlolos, they ain't like an Olam. L'chayr over there, you have the same Yisayid. It's all Mishem Echad. It's all an Isser, B'machshel, and Iver. And there's only one Chiv, there would be a Chiv Malkus for every Maisa that's done. So L'chayr, this Yisayid that the Kesef Mishnah says is a Tzarechiyim. The Gemara at the bottom of the Omid brings a Braisa which says like this. Oikrin al hamalochim, ve'ein boi mishimdake hu amoyri. What does oikrin mean? Rashi explains. Oikrin means to tear, to cut, to slit the foot of the behemoth, that he won't be able to be used anymore on a melech who died. Similar to what we said, sarfan al hamalachim, this is the same type of thing. So Tosfos asks, v'im taimar v'amai leparich v'oikot tzar balachayim. L'chayr, there is a difference. In this case, there will be an Isser of Tzar Balachayim. So how are we allowed to be Oikran al Malachim? What happened to the Isser of Tzar Balachayim? Zoktoy says, the Bishlam Mishum Bal Tashchis Leko. You can't ask me what happened to Bal Tashchis. The Kibun de Lechvoidish al Melech Oisin Kain. Since we're doing it for Kavod HaMelech, Ein Kan Hashchasa. There's no Hashchasa here. Hashchasa is only when you do something for no purpose. But over here, there's a purpose, so there's no Hashchasa. However, how is the mutter to do tzar balachayim? This is Tosfos's question. So Tosfos answers, "V'yeshleimer the shani covered hamelech, shehu covered lechol Yisrael." Really, we're not just being mechabed the melech; we're being mechabed Gan's kol Yisrael. For us, you covered rabbim v'dachit tzar balachayim. The inyan of covered tzibur, of covered rabbim, is so important that it's doicha the iser of tzar balachayim. This is what Tosfos says. Now Tosfos in Masechta Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, asks the same question, and he says a different teretz. Tosfos over there is going on the Gemara that says, Midibri Shneim Nul Metzar Balachayim Zdei Raisa. So Tosfos asks, V'im Toimarim Kein, Amai Oikram Al HaMalachim? Why is the Mutter to be Oikram Al HaMalachim? L'chayr, it is an Issa of Tzar Balachayim. So Tosfos answers, V'yei Shleimar, Mishim Dekovud Melech V'nasi Adif, K'moy Bal Tashchis, D'nitchim Ibnei Kvoidam. Just like we find that Bal Tashchis, we would doich a Bal Tashchis for covered Melech Venasi. So too, we doich a Tzar Balachayim for covered Melech Venasi. The Unkelis, Hager, Saraf, Alram, Gamliel, Ayin, Monatsuri, Beperakamad, Avoydazar. We find that Unkelis burned, like the Gemara says, 70 money, which is a Hoin Rab, a lot of money. So, what happened to Baal Tashchis? The Teretz is that Kavod Melech Venasi is Adif, which means it's a gather of Aseh Deichalais Aseh. That Enoch and Ami there is an Isser Baal Tashchis, but the Aseh of Kavod Melech and Kavod Nasi is Deicha that Isser Baal Tashchis. And who Adin says Toysvis? The Aseh of Kavod Melech Venasi is Deicha the Isser of Tzar Baal Achayim. So we see that there's a machloikis between the two Toysvisin, whether there is an Isser of Baal Tashchis over here, and if we would madche that Isser because of Kavod Melech Venasi. Toysis by us seems to say there's no Isser Baal Tashchis, because anything that you do for Kavod Melech and Kavod Nasi is not considered hashchasa, it's not destruction. It's being used for a purpose. So there's no Isser Baal Tashchis at all. The only Isser Tzar Baal Achayim. So Mela Tois has to come up with his Yisoid that it's covered Rabbim. But Toysis in Bam Metzia seems to say no, that the Be'etzim is an Isser Baal Tashchis to burn that amount of money for a Melech. Even Kavod Melech, that's called hashchasa. So what's the heter? The heter is because Kavod Melech is doiche the Isser Baal Tashchis. So Adin, it's doiche the Isser of Tzar Baal Achayim. Now, the Roshash in Bab Metzi over there, on that Toisvis, is Medayik, Mashma de Svirle de Bechol Mili, Af de Loi Eitz Meichol Baal Tashchis de Reisa. Since Toisvis is stelling to Baal Tashchis, the Tzar Baal Achayim, and the Gemara there is going to the Tzar Baal Achayim's de Reisa, it's Mashma that Toisvis is understanding that Baal Tashchis is an Issa de Reisa. Now, L'chayr, where does it say there is a Hashchos in the Torah? It says by Eitz Meichol. It says, you're not allowed to be Mashchis and Eitz Meichol. So we see there's an Isser Baal Tashchis. Zokter Rashash, L'chayra, over here, we're not burning an Eitz Meichel. We're burning Klei Tashmish of a Melech. That's not an Eitz Meichel. So therefore, L'chayra, there shouldn't be Baal Tashchis there. So the Rashash is Medayek, Mashma, and Toysvis holds, no, the Bechol Mili. After Loi Eitz Meichel, Baal Tashchis is there. Isa, says the Rashash, V'loi Kein Das HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim is mavur that the only Isser Baal Tashchis midei Reisa is only if it's an Eitz Meichel, but on other things there's no Isser Baal Tashchis midei Reisa. This is what the Rashash is medayek in Toisvis and Bam Metzia. Now, it could be that the machloikis between Toisvis by us and Toisvis and Bam Metzia may be tali in this Rashash. Toisvis by us seems to say that there's no Isser Baal Tashchis, even though you're burning a tremendous amount of money, ayin mana tsuri, and you're making tachrichim, like Toisvis says, for mea mana, there's still no Isser Baal Tashchis, because you have a svara. You have a svara of Kavod HaMelech. Toisvis in Bam Metzia seems to hold that there is an Isser Baal Tashchis, because you have to make a cheshbon. Is it worth that much money? Maybe the svara is not enough of a svara to burn ayin mana tsuri. So what's the machlokes tali? And maybe, perhaps we can say it's tali in this Roshash. Toisvis in Bam Metzia holds that Baal Tashchis is deiraisa. So Baal Tashchis is deiraisa, you have to make a real cheshbon. In order to tell me that it's not considered hashchasa, that it's not called Baal Tashchis, it has to taka be worth, it has to be a balance, it has to make sense that this is the amount of money we're going to be spending for this inyan. So Kavod HaMelech is taka an inyan, but to go ahead and burn ayin manatsuri, maybe that's too much. Mashengin Toysus here in Avodah Zarah holds the Baal Tashchis as a Darabana. So Mela, as long as there's some Svara, that there's a reason why we're doing it, so it's not Baal Tashchis, we're not being Mashchis something, could be that the Chacham were in Geizer in such a situation. So Mela Toysus over here holds that there's no Inyan, it's not Baal Tashchis Bechalal.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.